Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, 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 on Triple J, it is Conchetta and Luca, and it's time to get into this. We've been waiting for this one in the Like a Virgin studio. Dominic Fike, hello.
Hello, how's it going? It's me.
it is you, man. So good to have you with us. Now, obviously, it is your second time in the Like a Virgin studio. Back in 2019, yes, you did this.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Covering, of course, Bags by Clairo, one of the best songs ever. What do you remember from that day?
I remember that it was a decision to wear the wig, and nobody had wanted me to wear the wig.
Why didn't people want you wearing the wig? It's such an iconic part of that video now.
I don't know. I think it had to do with the state of the world. But then Claire didn't like it either. I talked to Claire, and she was like, "Why'd you wear the wig?" I was like, "What do you mean?" I don't know that. I don't know if she didn't like it, but it felt like it.
Did you like the cover?
I think so.
Hey, just to be safe, any wigs planned for today? What have we got?
No wigs. No wigs planned for today. I'm just going to rock my natural hair. It was recently No Shave November.
Yeah.
And I got to shave off my gross, like, prepubescent beard that I've been nurturing.
It was beautiful and clean shaven these days. So sweet. People love to focus on the wig in that video. I'm obsessed with the Weezer shirt. Everyone's like, this guy's wearing a wig.
Oh,
it's crazy.
I know, right? I'm going,
look at that rad Weezer shirt he's wearing.
Yeah, and I got to work with them later on. So that was some sort of manifestation. I also, weirdly, like the Euphoria people saw that. That's the video they saw of me. Jennifer Vendetti, the casting agent, had told me, like, she was like, there's something in your... I'm not making fun of her, but this is what she said, literally. She's like, there's something in your eyes. She doesn't talk like that. Her mouth isn't that close. She was like, it was something in your eyes. You have the... It was like... you have, like, knowledge in them. Something along the lines of, I have old eyes. And she got, you know, the idea to cast me from that.
It's pretty
video, which
pretty
is
wild.
Odd,
like
at
this crazy, you know, life changing moment came out of for Triple J Like a Virgin. If you had to manifest, what
do
you want to come from this?
That's so true. You guys basically got me so much money. Dude.
Us personally, yes.
Yeah, right. Literally. I'm not even kidding. And a lot of people love the cover.
Yeah.
Like they return I always see it. And it was down for a second, and then everyone was like, put it back up.
Oh, it was down. Oh, I'm sorry that ever happened.
No, no.
We've got to leave that.
That's
thing
good.
Up.
That's what we do as a team. We like take shit off the internet to starve fans of it.
Oh, you're revealing a tactic right now?
Not even. This is blatant, you know, because, I mean, yeah. Do you guys want constant accessibility? I don't know.
Leave them wanting more, you know?
Yeah.
Man, any manifesting? What do you hope might come from this one? Someone sees you. Well, they see this guy's got
White Lotus.
Yeah.
Next show.
I like this.
Season 29, White Lotus.
Oh my God, well, let's see what happens. Maybe we can help make it happen. But first, it's about time we got an original song from you. So Dominic Fike, what original will you be playing this morning for Like a Virgin?
The song Epilogue.
Amazing, which is off the latest mixtape, Rocket.
It's off the mixtape Rocket. Yeah, thank you. I'm so bad at stuff like that.
And what do you want people to know about the song?
Well, I think people know... It's pretty much just me getting thoughts off. So it's just like a stream of consciousness, straightforward, like way of writing. And what I did was, in this version, I'm going to sort of like return to the original form because the song had initially leaked on YouTube. And that's the reason I put it on Rocket was people were telling me to.
Was it a deliberate leak? Was this one of these nasty
studio tactics? I don't even know how these things happen. I don't know how people leak stuff. Like, who's a hacker nowadays? And that's scary because, like, that's not the only thing in my phone.
So was that style leak? Somebody got it, like, from your iCloud or whatever?
I think they get it from the Files app. When you save it to your files, that's how they...
Man, I never trusted the Files app anyway. It's such a, what are we doing in here?
Yeah, but it's kind of it's the best way to do it, honestly, because it's straight in here. I don't know. It's in the notes app. Anyway, what's going on, Triple J?
Let's do more app talk. What's your favorite? Right. Let's keep on the apps. You're a clock guy? You like that weather?
I'm just looking at Gronk all day, 24/7 around the clock, Gronk watching.
Well, thankfully we have it now, so let's hear it. Performing his original Epilogue live in the Like a Virgin studio, this is Dominic Fike. Dom, whenever you're ready, please take it away.
Samantha. I was thinking before you said what you did. Fell out the back of my head. Oh, whatever. I was thinking before you said what you did. Fell out the back of my head. And you probably forgot. But here's how our universe goes. All that you say I'd obey. Where in the world does that leave me astray? Here's how our universe goes. All that you say I don't mind. Where in the world does that leave me behind? If I had one wish, I'd throw it away. Cause every time I get what I want, what I need comes around the next day. And I wish I had someone else to blame. Cause every time I blame someone else has something else to say and I feel ashamed. Put it on me if you can't hold it, babe. I'll take that weight off of your shoulder blade. Nobody ever taught you how to share, but I'll teach you how to make it out. Oh, whatever. Oh, whatever. Oh, whatever. Oh, before you said what you did, throw out the back of my head.
Things off, and he's joining us on the applause himself, Dominic.
I just love how you guys looked at each other and started to clap at the same time.
It's important to be in sync. Back, course, back, yeah. Back. Yep, that is Epilogue by Dominic Fike off the latest mixtape Rocket. And like I said, stripped back version. So that was sort of like, that's the like demo-fied version of what ended up on the album.
Yeah. It, honestly, like it was so early this morning. I was thinking like last night I went to bed at like 2 and I was like, we're probably going to have to cancel tomorrow. And I woke up and I was eating breakfast, smoking a cigarette, I'm playing the guitar. I was like, I'm really tired. We're probably going to have to cancel. And then we're like here, and I'm like, we don't have a version worked out. I guarantee you we get in the room and we cancel. Swear to God, the whole time, that's what I'm thinking. And so like, I'm making this version up with Stu, like, yeah, this is horrible. Like, not even horrible, but I'm just like, we could, you know, flesh this out if we had some hours. Anyway, when we played it, it felt tranquil. Like, it felt good. I had my eyes closed. Yeah.
Dude, it sounded beautiful.
So cool.
So cool. And that is off Rocket, like you said. Rocket, also the name of your child, if I can ask. And
yeah,
you brought Rocket out on stage with you at Lollapalooza recently.
Yeah.
Why did you want to do that? Why was that important? I love that move.
You know, I just wanted to just have people get a good look at him, get their hands all over him, get him exposed to the evilness of the world, put him on Instagram. I'm gonna enlist him in the military pretty soon.
What's his blood type, by the way? Anything you want to share?
Yeah. I don't have no idea.
I mean, I don't even know
about that. Yeah, what am I?
Well, what's dad life been like? Has it changed your process with music at all?
You know, I don't know. Music, I mean, it's like music's pretty much an everyday thing. It's like brushing your teeth. It's like he hasn't changed the way I brush my teeth, except for the, you know, dad life is wonderful, obviously. I love like following this little guy around. He's like a little old man. Like he just walks around the house and like picks things up and places them somewhere else.
And the smallest, most simplest thing is just the most magical moment,
right? It's super magical because he's a very quiet dude and like he's sort of always focused. And so I like seeing who he's becoming and having it, weirdly, this ego shit, but having it remind, like, he reminds me that he's my son constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can see his brain working and I can see the thoughts taking paths that I would have taken.
Mate, one minute you're in the hospital, next minute you're on stage with them at Lollapalooza. These things happen. You
exactly.
know? It's crazy.
Exactly. And he's looking at you with real eyes, with real brain behind the eyes.
Human thoughts happening.
Dude,
Well, it's almost time you got your cover in the Like a Virgin studio, but let's hear that clue one last time. We've been saying it all morning. The song Dominic Fike will be covering in the Like a Virgin studio was recorded in the original artist's bedroom. So get your guesses in on 0439757555 if you think you know what it is. You're listening to Kachata and Luca on Triple J Breakfast, and we'll be back right after this. Triple
J, Like a Virgin.
With Kachata and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3,
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, 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 on Triple J. You are with Kachata and Luca. Dominic Fike is here for Like a Virgin. Ooh. And so the original epilogue is done and dusted. And we have a cover coming soon. But breaking news, literally as we were doing all the admin of the guesses and the callers and everything, we've got ourselves a bonus cover. So you were twiddling away with the band in there and we're going to just chuck it in. Why not? What are we about to hear?
The South Park theme song.
Unbelievable. And you're a huge South Park guy, is this right?
Yeah, I watch it every day, every night when I go to bed.
Every
day? Watch it every single night.
I saw a video.
That's why I go to sleep.
It was your like that Apple Live thing and you were doing the interview like before that and someone in your band was playing the South Park theme and you were like, that's a prerequisite. You can't be in my band unless you can play South Park.
Waylon. Yeah, Waylon actually taught me how to play it, but we both love that show. And when Reed had hit me up to do the cover, my initial thought was like, it has to be something that I truly listen to all the time, like that I know all the words to, you know, that I'll never forget. And as I'm thinking about it, that's what's playing. And I'm like, oh, man. And I texted Reed at night and I knew I thought I was going to wake up with just like no text back, you know, like it was a dumb idea. But he ran with it. He's like, can we do it tomorrow? Like, what the heck?
What a thrill to have a bonus Like a Virgin happening this morning. All right, let's get this and we'll get to the other one later. So in the Like a Virgin studio, Dominic Fike covering the South Park theme song. Yeah. Take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4. Going on down to South Park, gonna have myself time. Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without temptation. Going on down to South Park, gonna leave my woes behind. Ample parking day or night, people spouting, howdy neighbor. Heading on up to South Park, gonna see if I can unwind.
A bonus Like a Virgin this morning from Dominic Fike, the South Park theme song. Tom, thank you so much. What's your relationship like with cartoons? Are you a cartoon guy?
Yeah, I'm a huge cartoon guy. I'm not like a weeb or anything, but I do appreciate anime. Like, I like that it's an art form that you can truly get sort of any idea off in, because like there are other like film, like even mediums or whatever you call them, but you can't really do what you can do in a live action. Mm. Like, you can't do that. But in anime, you can sort of get any idea off. So yeah, huge cartoon guy. I love South Park. I love... Oh, Smiling Friends. That show's so good.
I've heard so many people recommend that show.
Dude, watch it, dude.
Okay, huge.
First time I can't actually tell that story because it's graphic, but it's a great show.
That's a great tease for some sort of future podcast reveal.
Yeah.
What is the Dominic
Smiling
Friends lore? Man, it's so sick. So obviously, like, South Park is such a musical show as well. Like, those guys are proper, legit musicians. I think theme song was originally Primus, is that right?
It is Primus. Yeah.
That's so what? Is there maybe a Dominic Fike, Matt and Trey sort of collab in the future?
I don't know. Those guys are too cool for me. There are people that I won't meet. Like, I just won't do it.
It's too, like, meet your
I'm
heroes.
Just not
like,
do
just
it.
Avoid the situation.
I'm just not doing it.
Yeah. Well, I feel the more times you say you're not doing it, the more likely it feels.
That's
to be
true. That's true. Yeah, that's why I feel like I'm going to end up cycling, because I hate cyclists.
Oh, it's like you're
not
attracting
that I hate
yourself
them.
Towards
it's,
it.
Yes, but it's just like I almost kill them all the time. Jeez Louise, get a skate park.
By accident, the killing.
Gosh, dude, I just don't want to.
Well, what if, speaking of like me, your heroes, you've worked and collaborated with so many crazy people, but Matt and Trey are on the tier above them. Like Weezer, we spoke about Weezer before.
Yeah.
You've worked with them. Paul McCartney,
yes,
linked up with Beatle, a goddamn Beatle. And I mean, the list of collaborators goes on and on. Remy Wolf, Justin Bieber, Omar Apollo. Yeah. Obviously, there's the Giza project with Kevin Abstract, which has been huge here on Triple J. What makes like a good collaborator, do you think?
You know, being a good, a well-rounded individual for one, it just helps if they're a friend.
Yeah.
I've worked with people that aren't my friends, and I've even worked with people when we've had tension in the studio. I actually did one verse one time, and I was like on some stuff, and this dude went and did a verse about that. In the studio. He was just like, oh, you Hollywood guys are doing this. And I was like, what? So that was crazy, but the song's kind of good. So I don't really know what the recipe is.
Dude, that's so you'd prefer to like start as friends and then the collaboration comes from there.
For sure.
Versus like, you know, you work together and become friends through the process, but also maybe being enemies in the studio kind of works.
It works always, man.
All right. Well, Dominic Fike is in the Like a Version studio this morning. We've got the original. We've got the bonus cover. Now it's time for the real thing. We gave you the clue earlier. It's a song that was made in the original artist's bedroom. Dominic Fike, what song are you covering in the Like a Version studio this morning?
Boy Life in America by Cody Chestnut.
Amazing. Why this song?
You know, I actually don't. I forget who showed me that record. There's a song called Serve This Royalty on it that I think is incredible. And that song, Boy Life in America, has always sounded like a song that I would have made, not to whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's in the wheelhouse.
It sounds like me-ish, you know? I don't know. And his sort of style was never to like flesh it out fully. And we always thought that was cool. But when I heard it, I always heard like, you know, what could be done to it. So.
And he made it all in his bedroom.
Yeah, he's the man for that. I didn't know that. You just let me know. But of course, right? Yeah, that's why it sounds like that, I guess.
Well, let's do it. In the Like a Version studio this morning, it's Dominic Fike covering Cody Chestnut's Boy Life in America. Whenever you're ready, Dom, please take it away.
Oh, yes.
And now the official Like a Version is in the books. Dominic Fike covering Cody Chestnut, Boy Life in America. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. How's it feel?
Feels good.
Man, you are right. Like, it could be yeah, again, not to like take anything away from Cody Chestnut, but it could be a Dominic Fike song. Like it's very in your world, but you've sort of, you know, added your own thing to it as well. How cool. Heck
yeah, thank you. I regret saying that now.
No regrets. So cool, man. So what a way to start the year for us. What does 2026 look like for you?
2026 is, you know, I would like to return to acting or something like that.
Well, there's a new season of a big TV show coming out this year, season 3 of Euphoria, which you star in. Any teasers you can give us?
Shoot. I don't know if I'm allowed to do it. I literally have no idea. But if I'm not, it's like in the future. I know that.
I think that's it. That's public.
It's in the, it's like 100 years in the future. The season's 100 years in the future. I had to wear nothing, because there is no clothing in the future, and we're all owned by one corporation, and everyone's assigned a job, and we all eat our excrement. It's recyclable.
And any teasers for, what was it, White Lotus season 29 that you might be
White Lotus season 29 is returned to form, so we're just going to do Survivor with Jeff Probst again, but instead it's celebrities. So it's basically me as the biggest one.
Yeah, yeah.
You have like Timothée Chalamet, and like Leo is like B tier for sure.
Dust.
And the others. and Jeff Probst, obviously. And we're just getting after it.
I'm such a Probst head. This rules. I can't wait.
He's a man.
Dominic Fike, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Man.
Thanks for having me, love.
Another like a version in the books for this Friday. Dominic Fike literally killing it. It's Concetta and Luca with you on Triple J. Stay with us. We'll tell you who's doing like a version next week.